set.
He was talking about the fireplaces a while ago. I don't know about his family, but my family, we had the ice hopper. Have you ever heard of that?
No,
that's where they made of ice soap.
That's, you collect it was, ashes?
Yes, we had a, well, it was made out of post, and then the plank went into a V at the bottom, and we'd take the ashes out of the fireplace and take and pour into this. And then the bottom, it had a little trough, and then when soap making time come, you poured draw the water out of the well and poured water. And you take your metal container and get what run out. And it was real red looking usually. Mm-hmm. And you take that and put in a big old iron pot and take your meat bones and your skins off of your meats, that sort of thing, your bones,
grease,
and put in there grease that was too strong to use. And that's what you made your soap that you washed your clothes with.
I see. A couple of questions there. The lye was strong enough to break down bones.
Yes.
Skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In other words, it was just the woman there had just a gift to know how much lye to put in there and how much of grease and stuff there to put in there to make the soap there where it would not cement, in other words, you make it so strong it eat your hands up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it was a gift, just like whiskey making was there. Mm-hmm. You take these old whiskey makers, they can shake a bottle of whiskey up and look at the beads on it and tell you just that quick how strong it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so a woman making soap was gifted that way, in other words, she could tell you by making it there just how strong you make it.
And they'd make it two different kinds. One kind, the consistency would be hard like our soap today. And the other kind would be thin, more like our shampoo, or, well, it would be a little thicker than your shampoo, but I mean it was... You'd have to take something to dip it out. You couldn't and rub it, you know.
He's talking about that. The best time that I remember was hominy making time. I love
hominy. We never made hominy.
And I can't tell you exactly how my mother made it there, but we grew a certain type of corn. I believe we called it hickory cane. And my daddy there would find it was a long ear of white corn. And my daddy would take it and nub it off and then shell the middle part there, just like you're saving seeds there. And then my mother would take it and put it through some kind of solution there with something like lye, and it would eat that husk and stuff off. And then she would take it and boil it and cook it for so long, and then made hominy out of it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned using grease with the lye. Where did you get most of the grease?
From the hogs. Everybody had killed. I can remember him when my father killed from 12 to 15 hogs when all of us kids was at home except my oldest brother. He was married the time I got up big enough to remember anything. And of course you, in slicing a ham there, you know, you got so much fat there that you don't eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And you save that.
But
and all the grease there, I mean, you didn't waste nothing back in them. They saved that grease there to make it soap and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they didn't use the lard they didn't use the lard that they made from
that's what I was wondering.
No, so they
no.
didn't. No. This was made, maybe you fry some, well, no, because ham eat there. When you fried it, you made red gravy. That was the best part of the whole. But in cooking a ham or something like that, there you had a little grease left. Well, you put it in a jar, container, or something to see.
You used the word strong about the grease. What did you mean by that? You said you used the grease if it got too strong.
Well, it's just got a strong taste. I mean, it's just old, I guess you'd say, instead of strong.
The reason I ask is I've heard that connection with butter.